And welcome everybody to the Burger King Ranch Podcast, a podcast about family, life, Texas, sports, and whatever tickles our fancy. I'm your host, Ross Ramon, alongside Kyle Kupchinski and Brian Smith. We're the crew that keeps the ranch running, your heart's a-beating, and your brain's a-thinking. Without further ado, let's jump into today's episode.
Everybody likes to dance with Kyle when he's naked.
Is it weird when you talk to a lady and you're like, hey, I see you got a thing of electric jellyfish there. And she's like, that's my jam. I'm like, oh.
That's her lady jam?
You're serious.
Electric jellyfish.
Yeah.
It bites.
Yeah. No, that's how you know she's coming in. She's coming in hard.
She's coming in hot.
She's coming home with me.
She's not coming in soft like Kyle. She's coming in hot with the jelly.
I mean, I can't fight with that.
Apparently, pinballs. Like, I don't know what this restaurant is.
Please get your fingers pinballs out of my drink.
It's like an arcade. It's like an old school arcade thing in Kyle, maybe.
There's one in Buda, and there's one in North Austin.
Off nice. So one of our team moms, they go to pinballs. Apparently, pinballs does.
We go to pinballs. What? There's $2 drafts.
Everything. I was like the craft shit.
$2 electric jellyfish. Dang.
And I don't think it's a $5 beer. I think if you go to...
It's like 16 for a four pack or something.
But if you go to a bar and get it like barbershop, that was like an $8 beer draft for sure.
Yeah, because cost is based on alcohol content.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Sounds good.
It does sound official.
Fancy can.
Brian coming in with all that stuff.
Well, it's like... Yeah, I mean, you put all the like fancy ridges, and they're like, "Oh, this can is super fancy. Charge an extra $2."
With a name like Jellyfish, it's got to be at least $5.
Pretty solid. What? So, like Pint House, that's the brewery that
yes.
So they like took over the whole Midnight Rodeo that was on 290.
Nice.
I never went there. Like, yeah, when you drive, you only notice it at night when it's like all lit up, and you're like, "Oh, look, there's a shack."
Oh, cool.
Like, missing it's a letters. Brewery.
The hers are there. We were talking about STDs with you, Kyle. Is everything okay?
Yeah, no, I don't think that conversation was happening.
I'm not sitting next to you by the
Well, we were talking about Kyle kissing armadillos.
No, yeah.
There was a really good question. Do armadillos cry? Brian, you are the armadillo aficionado.
Well, they
with
drink.
A Duck Camp Lone Star shirt.
They don't cry. It's more of a whimper.
It's a whimper.
But if you tickle them just right, they start to purr.
It's a careless whisper. Do you remember that song? Were you a George Michael's fan?
You're killing me.
No?
I have no idea.
I'm just wondering.
You're caressing the underside of an armadillo.
What we're doing is we're rolling in hot, guys. For the ranch hands in the audience, hey, man, we were off last week. Shit's getting real.
There's nothing like, in the script.
Baseball's real. Everything's real. There's no scripts with us. If anybody of our listeners, all of our seven listeners.
Take a hit.
Y'all know. Yeah. Take a nasty hit of unlit buttered tortilla via HEB. Write the check, HEB.
It smells better unlit.
It does smell better unlit.
That's true.
It just smells like sadness and fat.
I need to get that
when it's lit.
Sadness and fat. God. It's so true.
Call me. Hey, bad.
Hey, HEB, maybe pause on that check.
No, Bath and Body Works, call me. I'll make it better. You know me. I'm the guy that orders 50 sets of Leaves candles on October 1st.
Can we just get the fat and sweat candle? let's call it what it is.
So we took a week off, guys. A lot of stuff going on, and you find us recording on a Thursday.
Yeah.
In the midst of a dove season and in the midst of Cowboys playing football. The Cowboys are playing football while we were recording.
Wrap it up.
And this
up.
Is a very... I'm fine. Everything's going to be okay, Brian.
Nothing's going to happen the first quarter
anyways.
You know
what? It's the first game of the season. What could go wrong? With Tom Brady.
I just want him to piss a little blood.
Yeah.
I feel like we don't have to win the game as long as somebody like cripples Tom Brady. Yes. Wow. Just a little bit.
Why would you think ill of him?
Because he's never been rocked, period. You cannot question that statement.
You just want him to kind of get a little bell ring, a little ding, 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 and then be
I
like...
I wouldn't mind a little concussion.
Oh, just a little concussion.
Just a little concussion.
Just so he knows what it feels like.
A little bit of a concussion. You're 41. Let's get a good concussion. Maybe it'll carry over and he retires. I don't know.
No!
Party
down
foul.
Goes Frazier.
Hey, you know what?
Thanks, Frazier's back up.
Thanks, Yeti.
Yetis with their mag lids. Good job.
They're magical.
Magical. God damn, Brian. Coming in with the whips.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, that's fine. Like, if you want to just give him a little, like, I mean, you're not wishing him ill if you just want to give him a little concussion. That's like getting a little herpes. That's not that much herpes.
Why were we talking about herpes and you?
God, like, why did I bring that back up?
I don't know.
Did you get it from the blow-up doll?
We did. Hey, we got a lot of ranch hand feedback on
No.
Male rubber doll, and I'll tell you one
thing. So you know what? We ordered one because they want to see pictures of you reliving it.
I got my ranch hand came to me. He says, you know what? It got a little weird.
Did they really? Yeah, it got a little weird. It got a little weird. I think it was funny because like I had ranch hands like giving me the gram notice and like, so did Kyle really like hair fuck a dude?
You know what? I didn't check
like,
on him.
I was like, I can't. And I said, I can't confirm this, Kyle's but I wouldn't put it past Kyle. Especially when somebody asked him to show his supreme 69 skills.
Okay. But you know, we're not there yet, so we can move on.
I don't want to move on.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're talking about tickling armadillos. We're talking about electric jellyfish. We're talking about giving Tom Brady concussions. What do you got next for us, Ross?
I'm going to go into dove season because it's here.
Oh, sure enough.
I mean, it is.
If dove season were here, wouldn't you be like presenting bags and bags of dove?
You know, you would think so, but then you think about the Snowmageddon. And hailstorms. There was a tornado in Hondo that literally fucking destroyed their fields. I was there. I just came back from Hondo. We'll get into a lot of stories, but let me start with dove season. We had a North Zone dove season. So North Zone is different than South Zone for all the
obviously
different side of the highway, buddy.
Absolutely.
But why don't you tell me why?
Because
why'd the dove cross the highway?
To get the sunflower seeds, Kyle.
I thought it was goat weed.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, go on. You go.
Goat weed?
What kind of doves are you eating?
No. Okay, go on.
What is goat weed?
Let's go with that's your story. Okay.
Yeah. Shut up. So we went out and it was great. North Zone hunting. You expect the white wing and droves like Hondo always produces. And bro, it was crickets. We were there with
crickets.
A group of great people. We had our good friends from Millscale, friends of the Burger King Ranch,
and they are
ranch hands. Oh. And we have won them over.
Okay.
I will say that what I took away from this hunt, outside of the dove weren't flying, was that it was also fun to pass on knowledge that our fathers taught us, if you're a good shot, or lessons that you learned about how to be a proficient shotgun shooter. Y'all hear me. I'll shoot the dick off a fly at 1,000 yards if you want me to. And I say that plenty of times.
So it's big fly.
I'm waiting for somebody to put it on a koozie. Hint, hint, ranch hands.
It's a horse fly.
It's a horse fly.
Size of a horse.
But
it's a big koozie.
I think that was our takeaway with that is, yeah, they weren't flying. And thankfully, my group of eight were able to kill a whopping 5 dove.
Wow.
Good for them.
The day hunters, there were 193 of them while we were there.
Jesus Christo.
Combined, and they shot on their own field. We had our own field. Combined, we got the reports from all of the guides and the disgruntled day hunters. 193. What's the over and under, boys? How many did they shoot? 193 people. Let's go. Give me numbers.
I'm going to go with 45, Bob.
45. Solid number. Go ahead, Brian.
Ooh, you know what? I'm going to play it safe, and I'm going to take one.
Brian wins the fucking shot of whistle pig. Woo! One bird was reported shot and recovered.
Bird?
One. We show up to
there weren't even any buzzards or anything?
No.
Dang.
I mean,
that's illegal.
But still.
$15,000 fine illegal. Thank you, Texas.
$15,000?
$15,000 fine. You shoot a fucking turkey hawk or whatever those things are. We looked it up because what the fuck else are you doing if the birds aren't flying? We looked up those things.
Shoot the buzzards.
You think about those sons of bitches. Exactly. You think about those fuckers flying. Like, I wonder what it would cost me to shoot one of them turkey hawk buzzard thingies. $15,000. And I had somebody that was an out of stater saying, like, why would they be so much? I was like, well, the only way I could see it is the state of Texas recognizes them as an employee.
That's
true. And they're like, what the fuck do you mean by that? I was like, they eat every bit of roadkill known to mankind.
Like, hey, I accidentally hit this deer. You gonna take care of that? Yep, I got it. Don't worry.
Well, so it was a very slow dove hunt, but thankfully we went ahead and got with some of our friends at the Paloma Pechanga. And we're able to do a chucker hunt. And we fucking knocked down 101 chuckers.
Nice.
We had dogs. Ryan, I'm not going to address you to Kyle. On. Only simply because I know you have nothing to add to where I'm going.
I know
going
what a dog looks like. Go on.
What's your dog at home's name?
Kennedy?
Uh-huh. Like, where are you going with this?
Meredith, add another week to the no sex Kyle. No. So we had our German short-haired pointers. What is their job, Kyle? Brian, sorry.
Point.
So what
I could have got that.
Hey, Brian, what were the flushing dogs of choice? Of choice for Paloma Pechanga.
For Paloma, I don't know.
Beagles.
Sorry, I don't know Paloma's flushing dogs. Was it Ross's call?
No, it was not.
Your train you call?
The dog of choice for the flushing dogs, for the ranch hands who don't know.
Dachshunds.
Flushing dogs are the dogs that once a dog points...
The other ones
and
go.
Shows, here you go.
I got
they're
it,
the
Roy.
Ones that make the birds fly, like, ah, and they make
oh, so
them fly.
So it's like tag team dogs?
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Yeah,
the pointer goes, hey, right there.
His name was Rip.
Rip. Let her rip.
He was a Cocker Spaniel.
Oh. Nice.
And they had six Cocker Spaniels. I'm like,
Cocker Spaniels?
We're going Lady and the Tramp on flushing?
Because they're little.
They're little, and they're bad sons of bitches. I have... Cocker Spaniels, I never would have ever been like, I need
that.
A Cocker Spaniel in my life. Seeing those dogs work, trained appropriately, and able to flush, directionally flush, knowing that the hunters are in line and pushing them towards, like, away from the hunter's guns instead of coming towards them where, you know, you can chainy the fuck out of somebody.
Chainy.
Was amazing.
He tried.
No, I'm
man,
not mad.
I could just imagine a Cocker Spaniel covered in fucking stickers.
That's literally exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, that's the first thing. It's like, he's going to be covered in sticker burrs.
Shouldn't you be eating a piece of lasagna singularly?
It's spaghetti, but, you know.
She gets with the pointer after hours.
Well, it was...
you want to split a feather?
It was an interesting hunt, to say the least, guys.
Well, at least you got something out of it.
We got a lot of.
I mean, there's more chucker. Meat on it. There's a lot more meat on a chucker than there is
and
on
they're
a dove.
Tasty. The cooks back at the Pechanga were gracious enough to cook us some appies, yeah. And they were delicious.
So the last year when you gave us that chucker, I made some chucker stew, and it was
amazing, right?
It was real good.
I
a lot of work to, you know, get that off. Actually, I take. It wasn't a lot of work because I guess the people at the Paloma Pechanga did most of the work, but, you know, I finished it off. I did it a couple of work, you know, got to get that little deboning.
Yeah.
But it was delicious.
It's great. It's, I mean, it's, but I say this weird, I don't know, it's a bird, but it has like the chew of like a ribeye steak a little bit. Whenever it's cooked over a fire, it tightens up. It's not like a chicken breast is dry. It's juicy. It's
when you wiggle your fingers like that, it makes me want to think that it is taste. Does
you're just
taste
thinking
like a
about me
steak.
Getting an armadillo?
No,
off
no,
right
my
now?
God, Ross. That's how you get an armadillo. Off?
I don't know, Brian. How do you get an armadillo?
It's
off,
little,
Brian?
Little plates start to jiggle.
See?
Oh my God. That was not where we were going with that.
Either way, it was a hard first week's hunt. We're gonna go back soon, and
yeah, I mean, I'm sure
hope
the South Zone will be fine.
And yeah, we're gonna cross the highway.
I read a Texas Parks article that they're thinking the late season could be pretty good.
Yeah, I fucking hope so.
Just from the amount of water that we got,
yeah,
you know, in the spring and
but I'll say
summer.
That we shot five white wing from our group, and honestly, those were not gimme shots because they were high up and they were in singles. There was no doubles. There was no flocks. It was one at a time, and. The white wing that we took down were, you know, white wing. If for anybody who doesn't know white wing is a dove, but it has white stripes on its wings. It's also bigger than a mourning dove. And normally they're a good size, like pigeon-esque. A little smaller than a pigeon, but same kind of body build.
Yep.
Five of them, if they weren't bigger than the smallest mourning dove you ever saw in your life, that like I'm lying to you.
Aww.
Like they were not big dove at all.
That's weird.
I'm not trying to call you out, but how many did you get?
I shot two of the five.
Dang. So yeah. Not only did I not call you out.
From a chucker side of things, well, I'm a goddamn assassin, so I'll let you give me the high low of it.
All right. See,
so the guns that he loaned the other guys didn't have firing pins.
That's it. They didn't have springs.
They were the pop guns. Yeah,
that's it. Oh, try again next time.
So...
That's not how you get clients, Ross.
No, that's how I get. We had some fun fucking discussions in the pool mid hunt. And I'll say one thing: I learned that I don't know if anybody's fucks with a Sol brand michelada. Sol, S-O-L,
yeah,
like
yeah,
the
no,
beer.
No, I know the beer. Yeah.
If you ever want to get nasty with a michelada, which is a Mexican beer and some like you know tomato juice and all the sex that a normal bloody would
Clamato?
Have. It does have a clam picture on it, but it does not call it Clamato okay. as being an ingredient. So maybe not. What I'm saying is fuck with soul micheladas. Micheladas are the shit, and I'm going to carry like a case to the tournament this weekend. Baseball's back, boys.
But not Negro Modelo.
No, that's regular Modelo. Damn, bro. Why are you trying to pigeonhole the Modelo?
Well, that's the clearest Modelo I've ever seen.
But it's fancy because it has the gold wrapper.
Blanco Modelo.
Which kind of gives it away.
Unlike Kyle's rubbers.
Why does it always come back to awkward?
Because you keep talking about herpes and getting an armadillo off.
Okay, well.
So y'all are going to college? No, you're not going to College Station.
No,
you're
we're
watching.
Going to Colorado. We were just in College Station.
You're going to the land of the marijuana?
The salmon flock like the...
I was requested today that I bring something fuzzy and glowing home.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't know either.
Who told you that?
Is it don't worry about it.
Hairy underwear?
No, it was... I guess he was hoping it was a name of... some medicinal plant.
Got it.
I could maybe find you a fuzzy gummy bear on the airplane on the way home under the seat.
Well, that's fun.
Everybody that goes to Colorado is like, so should we try something? Like it's a big thing.
I mean, yeah.
Kyle, none of our ranch hens are questioning you.
I thought it was funny when you look at
Kyle, me and you were going to go out and we're going to come back to the townhouse and we're like, hey girls, we got your brownies. And they're like, oh, thank you so much. Nom, 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 nom. That's probably not how it's going to happen.
They won't see that coming. Yeah. No, like, you know, it's weird on the VRBO. They're like, listen, if you're going to light up, like, let's just turn on the vents in the bathrooms. I'm like, okay, well, that's not something you normally see.
You have to, because there was a law passed that unless you're like the first version of the legal marijuana stuff was like, you can only smoke in your home. Kyle from Colorado, you need to smoke in your home.
That's safe.
Not on the streets because we don't want to see you because we don't think it's happening.
Yep.
Not in the hotels because clearly you're not flying here to smoke weed and then leave because why would you do that?
Right.
It and so it was the most prudish, like, you know, thing. Like whenever somebody asks you to 69 a doll and you
come on!
I'm just saying, it's like, you would expect the worst, and then you get the saddest part.
That's the only example you have?
Well, I know, because everybody keeps thinking you drive.
The point is, that's probably not going to happen. And
that's what he said.
Yes, we're going to go, and you know what? We should take some BKR stickers with us and just randomly slap them on, like, random stuff. Like, we should be those guys.
I'm for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
You know, like, you know what would have been good? If we had put, like, @BKR on the sticker.
That would be good, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, we'll be.
We need to talk to that sticker designer quickly.
We can make that happen. But no, like
I got a Sharpie.
I want to say so. Brian and I were in College Station last weekend for the Texas A&M game. Granted, I mean we were just happened to both be there, and I just want to point out like we got a lot of unexpected love from BKR. So number one, we had a BKR ranch hand who was wearing a BKR shirt to a tailgate, which was just being lazy because he didn't want to spill like spaghetti sauce on his shirt.
Then he liked our horns.
It was a sexy shirt. I mean, you can't argue with that.
We need to come up with a 2.0, boys.
And then like we're walking around and like, I'm like, hey, you know, hey, this is my friend Brian. He's like, oh, whatever. Like, I don't have time for your friend Brian. I'm like, oh, did I mention that this is the burger of Burger King Ranch? He's like, you're the burger? That happened more than once.
Yeah.
No
that
shit.
A solid two times.
Hell yeah.
And they're like, oh shit. And they're like, hey, I have a Sharpie. Will you sign my tits? But it was a guy, so it was kind of weird.
That's fine. I said, just sign harder on the hairy part.
Yeah. I said, only the thighs, buddy.
Only the thigh.
I'm a thigh guy.
High thigh only. And you have to look me in the eyes while
great.
I do it.
I mean, like, sometimes you think you're down and you're like, hey, you know what? Maybe the band's not going to make it. But then you go to College Station, you're like, you know what? We got a shot, buddy.
We got a shot.
We're in this.
Y'all got to take some... I gotta take some shirts to the next one and just throw them at random people.
T-shirt gun?
T-shirt
yes.
gun.
Yes.
I'm having a hard time getting rid of these.
We need
here.
A t-shirt gun.
All I heard was Kyle saying we need a t-shirt gun. I was saying a flamethrower. I like your idea better for liability
I
reasons.
I thought flamethrower, but you know, t-shirt gun sounds fine.
One of those like five barrel dills.
I love it whenever they're like you're at a baseball game and somebody just takes a fucking shirt right to the dome because they're not paying attention. I'm like, they got you on camera, you fucking idiot.
I love it when they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna get the fan up on the top of the stands and they shoot it over the stadium and then they're like, okay, we're gonna get the guy on we're gonna fix it this time and then they shoot it like inside the field and you're like, you guys have no idea.
No,
Like, we need a pro.
Put it on 11.
Where would you go shit. About?
Try one.
Do you need a permit for a t-shirt gun, or what's that all about? I need to understand the...
Well,
I know you need one for a flamethrower, so that's a lot of more.
Wow, you keep coming back to the flamethrower.
No.
Yeah.
So Musk sold...
Those are bitch fucking prototypes. Okay. They're not throwing shit. They're just squirting. They're using
brush
the
lighter.
No, that's a cactus burner. Stop saying brush lighter.
What did you say?
Brush lighter.
What did you call
it?
It's a brush lighter.
Bush lighter.
Brush lighter.
Naked bush.
Brush. I can't articulate this
we
anymore.
We call that a cactus burner, Kyle. Okay. I'm just telling you. Brian, can you validate it? Have we ever heard of a brush
lighter? Don't you dare back lighter? Out on me.
Thank you.
Wait, what? No.
He's saying you're full of shit.
Damn it.
$735.
For a permit?
A brush lighter?
Is it CO2? No, I want the big one. I want, what's the distance? Like, Brian's on Amazon and he's looking at one.
What are you looking at doing, about Ross? Case.
I want to be able to, like, go the distance. If I want to.
Go the distance. The cactus is 20 yards away.
Okay.
I need to shoot it.
Riddle me this. Have you ever seen a t-shirt in any fucking stadium, no wind, being able to be shot 700 feet?
Oh, you want to do that?
I want to do that.
Oh.
Like, if I'm walking across the street. Okay, see, I need further distance than 150 feet.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, what, if a football field...
That's if you arc the motherfucker,
length of
I bet.
A football field. Like, right. I want to stand on the end zone, and I want to launch it in the top deck of the third deck.
If I Exactly.
Of
if,
the opposite side.
If obviously. I can go goal line to goal line,
yeah.
I'm going to be okay.
I mean, you're probably going to...
300 feet?
300 feet.
I mean, with the wind resistance, that's probably not a crazy thing.
I'm also not mad at, like... 700 feet. So, like, if you
700, like, you're gonna that's earn ridiculous.
We're up to $1,600 though.
You will earn the swag if
well,
you
yeah,
catch
I mean,
something
you're shooting
that shot
it
700
like,
feet,
like above the stadium. Yeah, you will definitely earn it, and then you won't get those. You know what? You bring up a good point because I've gotten these like t-shirt cannons, and you're like, oh my god, I caught the shirt. I'm so great, and it's like a triple XL. Like it's got like the smallest logo you could ever imagine. You're like, I don't want this. No, I'm like, hey. You, if you're going to catch this, I'm going to give you the exact size you want. I'm going to shoot you 5 shirts. They're all going to be bundled in one. You're going to get to pick.
You're going to get them back, Kyle, the other ones that they don't pick or what?
No, you give them to your friends.
You're going
to
let them
you give
have
them to your friends.
Comrades. See, that's the thing about you, Kyle. That's why you're not the leader
What's
of the ranch.
Wrong? Oh,
Kyle's already giving fucking discount coupons to people for no fucking reason.
They deserve it. They earned it. You just said it yourself. They just caught... Okay. If you caught...
No, that's why you need one of those 5-barrel ones. You go, hey, what size?
Yeah.
Ting, 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 ting.
Bam. You, fan, on the opposite end of the stadium, 700
so
feet away.
So what you're saying is I need to mount it on the mule and take it to locations.
And I'm going
to
stand on the top.
Ding, 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 ding. Everyone gets a shirt.
I love ranch toys, and we're digressing. We're going ranch from toys. A fucking thing.
Maybe we should buy just the little, you know, stress balls, and we'll start with those.
I sent
bean bags.
No, I wanted to punish somebody so that they know, oh God, I earned it.
Oh my God, I got a BKR bean bag. It hurts so bad.
I'll remember this bruise forever. I met the burger part of Burger King Ranch.
It was non-lethal. Totally worth it.
But ranch toys. I sent the mule in for service. It was time. And so I sent it in. I'm like, hey, y'all need to check some stuff. The parking brake sucks. That's probably my fault. You know?
Handbrake turns?
Yeah. I'm not going to confirm nor deny that. But I'll say no yes. flip ever occurred. And then, you know, you start talking to the dealer and they're like, oh, yeah, so everything's good. We did all your maintenance and blah, blah, blah. There were recalls. We fixed that. But we were wondering, you don't have any exterior third-party lighting on this. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean? He's like, well, we have some really great, super strong LED light bars. And then we figure that for some machine, and they were complimenting my machine that's garage kept, by the way. They're like, we think that a light bar on the front and back would do this good. Maybe we'll throw in a sound bar. And I'm like, go on.
Oh, no.
What I'm saying now is whenever we're going trick-or-treating and I'm taking our kids door-to-door via mule, we'll have the lady jams and I'll be able to light up the fucking street.
The neighborhood will nice. Never be the same.
Bleacher rocket, $2,000. Okay, what do we got here? Oh, 10. What do you mean 10 to 400 feet? What does that dial mean?
What the heck?
1 to 11.
1 to 11.
Okay. But who's going to shoot? 10 feet is going to be like Kyle jizzing just.
And why is it going to be me?
Everybody's still thinking about your 69 story.
Everybody?
Ranch Hand Feedback says Kyle peaked at 69 story.
Wow.
I'm just saying, it's a good thing.
There's worse things to peak at.
Okay.
So we're going into our second tournament of the season for the Sun Devil crew. For updates, I know we've been gone. First tournament went well.
So well.
And we were able to secure the championship.
Three
teams, but one of them was two of them were really, really solid. But
one of them
you saw a play style from a new team at Temple that we'd never seen before. We had to learn literally on the fly because every hit was a double. You could bunt that son of a bitch. They were
going to.
They were going to make you throw.
Hey, the coach's arm was sore. Rotating windmill.
And you're talking about baseball that we've never seen. We played the 8 a.m. game, which we're doing again this Saturday.
That's not a terrible technique,
right?
It's kind of shitty, but
I mean, it's shitty. So
maybe not for like select tournament play, but like if you do that in rec,
it's the truth.
You'd be met in the parking lot with bats.
100%.
So here's the difference. So Ross is the first base coach, which is great because the boys respond to him very well. And so when they round first, you know, they've gotten to the point where when he's got like this imaginary like virtual leash on him. So they get far enough, and he's like, "I'm not comfortable with you going any further."
Back.
He's like, back. And then they snap his command. Too. They come back. Like, this is a very different scenario than we've ever experienced before on any other situation.
Because they listen?
Yes.
100%. The first game, it was a close game until we opened it up. And we beat the first team. And that was great. And then the team that lost played the team from Temple, right? And what was crazy is seeing that style of play where, I dinked it, a la going to the pitcher in Wii Ball. Okay? Mm-hmm. And it was a double because those boys, they were forcing the throw to one. They knew if there wasn't a good throw, they were like safe on second, maybe a triple. And so we're watching this. And
that when you camp right field, like right behind first base.
Oh, it was.
Fuck right field. Just go over here.
Didn't work.
Exactly. It was crazy. So that was one of the things that we were like, well, what do you do? Like, how do you adjust for that? How do you adjust for fucking a track team on a baseball diamond?
Catch the ball.
Right. So everything we did was, all right, y'all are going to have to throw, and we're going to cut them off. We're going to lead them on. And I will say, for our team, first tournament, proud of the boys. They listen.
Yeah.
And they respond very quickly. And this is a team of 6-year-olds with 1 7-year-old. So it's not like a all sevens going to eights playing 7U. And by the way, any ranch hand, yes, they verify it via birth certificate because we're in motherfucking Texas.
Denny Almonte, he was the like 15-year-old who was playing in the like 12-year-old like World Series.
Yeah, no, he has pubes and he's like,
he was good, playboy. But he was 15.
He was 15 against 12-year-old.
He drove himself here.
I would say
he has a hardship license.
The highlight from the whole thing, the thing that was really cool is like, there's one of the games where my son's playing shortstop, Ross's son's playing second base. Ball, like the final ball of the game is hit to my son. He like, you know, gets down, he gets the ball. He kind of fumbles it a little bit. He's got to make a play at second base. Guns the ball from like point blank. And I'm thinking, my God, in any other league, this is a black eye. It's a ball to the outfield. Like the guy has got an automatic home run. Like there are so many things that can go wrong with this situation. What happens? The second baseman, Ross's kid, catches the ball. Game over. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm holding the book and I'm like looking and I just remember thinking, oh my God, who were those kids? Oh my God, that was my son and Ross's son. I threw the book down and I just lost it. I was like, I couldn't believe it. It was awesome. Dad moment. Oh man, that was cool.
My son looks at me, he's like, we got the out. I caught the ball. I was like, you had no fucking chance. And I literally turned to my boy and said, You had no fucking choice.
That ball was getting stuck in you somehow.
Yeah. Either way, you were gonna be
one way
drilled
or the other.
But they're making my son a first baseman. That was kind of unexpected.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's been living the shortstop dream, and now
I'll say it. Somebody's gonna have to earn that shortstop dream, and it ain't my boy on this team. flat out. Hey, and I'm glad with it.
That's good.
The first base stuff, I've never coached it, but seeing the that sweep and the S, like, you know it's gonna one hop and you're gonna have to put your glove there, and seeing people get outs.
Oh, it's nice.
We had a practice last night, and I'll say it, like, they did a force out on second. Second baseman fired it to my son. He caught it really high. The runner was safe, but he turned in. And damned if my boy didn't turn and knock the fuck out of him with the glove, ball in hand, and say, "Got you, you're out." And I'm like,
Russ, as first base coach, yeah, sucker.
I'm coaching the runner, and I'm like, "Oh, you got fucked up."
He said that to him. He said those words.
Those words.
He looked him in the eyes, and he said,
"Bitch, bitch." You said those words.
He said, "Bitch, BKR is out tonight." I'm Brian with Ross and Kyle.
That's me.
And we are
the Burger King Ranch.
God, I can't wait till your weed gummy stories come back next week.
Yeah.